blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
We're going to have a celebration. Let me just tell you, so I have three big ones tomorrow, and then I have four big ones on Monday, and then we shut it down, never to happen again. But, which is sad, but here's the good part. Hopefully we will have achieved our goal. We're going to become president, and we're going to have a different form of rally, a rally for our country. We're going to fix our country. So we're going to have rallies for our country, and it is sad. It's sad because this will never happen again.
One of my favorite intros of all time. It really gets me just feeling like we've got a Heavenly Father battling for us, and we've all been through a lot as patriots, right? The last few days until we know that this movie will move forward. We all made it this far, and we're looking to the removal of these evil forces who have trafficked children for centuries. We also want our elections to be fair, and so much more. Trump is providing some very tough rhetoric these past few days in his speeches leading up to this election, and we will see some of these clips today. We're also going to end this video with some scripture. Got some comms for you, some strange ones, and a new modern worship song from the Isaacs at the end to help us carry through these moments of tension and what seems to be a huge couple of months that are going to be playing out in front of us. Here we go.
I put everything on the line for you, and including my life itself. I mean, in all fairness, I don't talk about it, but I did. And I need you to do one thing. We don't want your money. I don't want any money. I don't want anything. We don't want. All we want is one simple thing. Get out on Tuesday and vote. Because we can't take a chance. Too big to rig. We got to make it too big to rig.
Too big to rig. Get out and vote. You know, I just saw this a while ago. Somebody actually went to vote. And look how they did it.
This is how we do it.
Yep. A couple voted. They dressed up as Donald Trump and Melania Trump, matching their 2017 inauguration attire. Tiffany blue and Trump looking sharp. They even had a limo to escort him there and back. Now that was pretty cool. Another thing that is really good out here, another ad, a very powerful one for all to see.
What makes America great? When we're down, we rise. We fix the broken. We heal the hurt. We rescue the lost. There's no challenge too big for the American spirit. Today, our border, our economy, and our safety are crumbling. After 4 years, Kamala Harris made us less secure, releasing millions of illegal immigrants into our towns. We're less safe, violent crime is rising, and we're less stable, paying more and getting further behind. Kamala Harris broke it, but President Trump will fix it. Together, we'll end the high cost, crime, and chaos.
We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. And we will never, ever surrender.
This is our time. And this is our leader. He will fix it. President Donald J. Trump. Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Never back down. Never back down. Even when they're telling you at a game, you can't wear Trump attire.
100%.
Nothing political can be worn at NFL. They're telling him to leave. I tell you, that's when you stand up and you're like, no more of this junk. These guys have had, I've just had enough of this junk. I hope you guys are out there telling them, you are not removing me from this field. That is not going to happen on our watch. A lot of folks are waking up. Pennsylvania is on track for a major Republican victory. That's from Elon Musk showing you the screen. The gap between 2024 and 2020 is now 600,000, over 600,000, which almost 10% of the entire electorate. The only thing I think of when I see these from Elon Musk is I think we were up by 800,000 in Pennsylvania right before that 1030 pipe burst, and then they shut down the election overnight, and all of a sudden all these ballots showed up overnight on camera with proof showing that they brought them all in, and all of a sudden Biden was in the lead again. So yeah, just letting them know that. And you think that these guys are actually going to vote for Kamala, you've got another thing coming. Check out New York.
And he's going to bring the black and the white people back together. Yeah.
Can you guys kiss real quick?
No.
Who are you voting for?
Trump. Definitely Trump.
Okay, why?
He's very, like, straightforward.
What do you think about Kamala Harris?
She sucks. And she sounds like she's drunk all the time. I would love to have a female president, but...
But you're not going
to
vote for her.
I just don't think that right now, as a country, we should be under the Democrat.
So do you really like Trump, or are you just trying to make some money?
No. I both.
And how much have you made so far?
I don't want to disclose that.
Oh, it's up there, though. I can tell. It's six figures. Seven? Blink when I hit it. I'm actually calling in regards to your car's extended warrant.
24.
Why?
Because he's going to make America great again. And he's going to bring the black and the white people back together.
Can you guys kiss real quick?
No. Oh, I thought she was married. No, I mean, I'm talking about the lips. I said, I know she's married. If she wasn't married, I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, guys. What are you doing here?
Hi. We're from Israel.
Okay. And?
Hi. We wanted to go like Trump.
You vote for Trump?
Of course.
You like Trump?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how it's all playing out there. Just to show you, the masses are waking up. 2.77% mortgage rates. It's 7.75% under Kamala. The personal savings was up 385% under Trump, negative 73% with Kamala. Credit card delinquency, negative 11% with Trump, plus 50% with Kamala. Real weekly wages were up 8.2% with Trump, down 3.9% with Kamala. More and more we are getting just these types of reminders to show us what we need to do.
Our country the day that I left. I shouldn't have left. I mean, honestly, because we did so well. We had such a great... So now, I mean, every polling booth has hundreds of lawyers standing there. It's all about the lawyers. Everybody's standing lawyers. Nobody should have that.
Polling booths, huh? If you go to Glendale, California, the most corrupt system probably in the United States, somebody voted in Glendale. Check out what they did here.
How are we doing?
Can I get the first three letters of your last name?
H-E-N.
And the first three letters of your first name?
J-O-R. It may be my... That may be correct.
Oh, and your house number?
It may be...
Yeah, to cover that one.
Avenues. But it might not.
I'm going to cancel your vote by mail.
Is your birthday 1985?
It might be. I mean, yeah, but it might not be.
Well, what is your birthday?
It's 1985. Okay. I'm just saying it might not be. You can't verify it. But I'm just telling you it is.
Okay, are you? You're gonna
sign
confused. It.
You're
okay with?
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna sign it up.
That is 1985.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Great.
I just say it might not be. You can't see my ID, right? You could just verify my ID, right?
I mean, I take your word for it. It's California.
Exactly. So
I take your word for it. It's California. This information just keeps playing out for us to see. You know, Dan Scavino posted it's happening vote November 2nd, 2024. It's when he posted it. Interesting because as we look at the timestamp, we look at everything that it plays out. This one, think logically about the timing of everything happening, folks. Notice the National Guard deployment starting tomorrow or today. They're playing out, I believe, in 9 states now is the information we've been getting. The calm before the storm. Charlie Kirk says ignore the polls, ignore the pundits, ignore the betting markets and the voting numbers. Ignore those saying Kamala has seized momentum, which she hasn't. Ignore those saying Trump has got this in the bag. It's not going to play out like that, folks, if we don't vote. We have to make it too big to rig. Regardless, many of us have worked together. Many of us have been doing everything we can to ensure that this thing plays out perfectly the way they want it to. And many are tired, and we've been working hard. And I tell you what, I needed to see this.
Here's to the crazy ones. The misfits. The rebels. The troublemakers. The round pegs in the square holes. The ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
The crazy ones. The ones that keep sending emails saying their family won't talk to them anymore. Got some more from that. Today's young lady out of Australia telling me what she went through. Telling me how she lost everything. Family, friends, folks basically told her she was crazy. And I, let's see if I've got that picture of her to show you real quick since I'm thinking about it. Anyway, I receive information from folks. There it is. You'll see her in the list of the Patriots wearing their gear today. Thank you for sending your picture and your story. And she left her job. She got tired of them treating everybody with masks, sticking them full of the flu jabs when she's trying to warn everybody what's going to happen. And she's one of those that stood out, just like many of you, saying, you know what, I've had enough. I'm not going to let these folks play games with me anymore. And I'm going to stand alone. And it gets pretty lonely out there sometimes for all of us, doesn't it? And that's why it was pretty amazing when we had our cruise this summer. We had so many people show up, more than 700, I believe. And they were so excited to be together with one another, to celebrate and enjoy and be with people that were like-minded. Because it is getting lonely out there, but I tell you what, this time is going to play out and the truth will come out, and I believe they're going to owe us apology when we show them exactly how we've been psyoped and mistreated and all of our friends and family we prayed for would finally wake up. They have nothing, folks. Kamala has nothing left. She was actually, this is from Benny Johnson, he actually went into one of their rallies and he was kicked out. They don't even want you in there if you're part of another group. They don't want your voice. Nothing. Look at the number of people that showed up for her.
Yeah, got it. By the way, sucks to be them because the room is not even close to half filled for Hillary Clinton here. Official Kamala event.
Clinton-Kamala event. Sorry, Clinton-Kamala event.
It was a graveyard in there. And so they needed the bodies, actually. They should have been smart and just let us be, because they needed the actual bodies. But they couldn't tolerate our presence. You want to know what real fascism is? You want to know what actual true soy boy, beta cuck, low-T energy is? It's the, like, sniveling, shaking little staffers that are running around. They love the cops when they want to kick us out.
That's right.
And then they've been doing nothing but taking photos of us from here. So we walked up to the window to give them a good shot. Anyway, that's our.
So that's what happens. They walk in. He wants to report on it, and they tell him, "Oh, you need to leave. We don't want you around here." They have hardly anybody showing up for even Clinton, who's supposed to be there supporting Kamala. out of all people. And so I tell you what, they get your systems running, get your immune system needing some recharging, and that's why I wanted to show you this. You guys know we have LTPetClub247.com. It's in the description box below. Here's a testimonial from somebody before we show you some more information on them. I was given some news that I did not want to hear. I was told that I needed to take some drastic treatment to deal with it. I wanted to take 6 weeks to pray about it and try the immune supporting Enforce, which is part of the LT Pet Club 247, to allow my immune system to do what God designed it to do. I started taking four capsules of Enforce 3 to 4 times a day, every day for the entire 6 weeks. Those responsible for my care were shocked at how well I was doing after taking Enforce. They had not seen anything quite like this. I'm thankful to God and to Enforce. Mary F., Orange County, California. Here's some more. Important notice, none of the LTPetClub247.com products, including their Enforce supplements, have been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are dietary supplements and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Additionally, the information presented here is not intended to replace the advice of your health practitioner, doctor, or veterinarian. Well, everyone knows that our immune system is our God-given defense system to help our bodies deal with everything that comes against it, from the smallest of concerns to the most catastrophic. Our immune response cells are simply God's first responders. Our bodies are constantly fighting off threats, and the more we are exposed, the more overwhelmed our immune system becomes. Enforce, offered at LTPetClub247.com in the description box below, is a product with over 400 studies conducted on its immune-supporting mushroom that shows that it is another one of God's natural, effective, and powerful elements He gave us to assist in our immune response. Mary from Orange County, California, said, I was given some news that I did not want to hear. I was told that I needed to take some drastic treatment to deal with it. I wanted to take 6 weeks to pray about it and try the immune-supporting Enforce to allow my immune system to do what God designed it to do. I started taking four capsules of Enforce 3 to 4 times a day, every day for the entire 6 weeks. Those responsible for my care were shocked at how well I was doing after taking Enforce. They had not seen anything quite like this. I am thankful to God and to Enforce. Well, folks, I highly recommend that you consider trying Enforce. Just visit LTPetClub247.com to take advantage of the built-in discounted price they have prepared for our listeners. That's LTPetClub247.com in the description box below. Get yours today.
And then they accuse you of being a conspiracy theorist. He's a conspiracy, and they want to lock you up. They want to put you in jail. The ones that should be locked up are the ones that cheat on these horrible elections that we go through in our country. And I don't know what's going to happen, but for future elections, I won't be even a part of it. But you ought to damn well go to paper ballots. You ought to go to voter ID. And you ought to have the election over by 9 o'clock. I'm hearing now they're going to take weeks. Can you imagine? They spend all this money on machines, and they're going to say, we may take an extra 12 days to determine. And what do you think happens during that 12 days? What do you think happens? These elections have to be... They have to be decided by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on Tuesday night. Bunch of crooked people. These are crooked people. You know, in California, they just signed a bill that if you're an official or anybody, you're not even allowed to ask anybody for their voter ID. And if you do, you've created a criminal act or something. I mean, they only do that because they want to cheat. What the hell are they doing? The whole world is laughing at us. They're laughing at us. You know what? And if nothing comes out of this whole thing, it's going to teach you, you damn well better get a different system. And these bloodsuckers up there, they do nothing about it. What a shame. What a shame.
Bloodsuckers, pointing to the mainstream media, the enemy of the people. I think they literally do that, but that's for another video I should probably put together that maybe Liz Croken can really give us some good info on. about adrenochrome and more. And you can hear in his rhetoric and the way that he's speaking, he's had enough. He sounds upset. He sounds like he's ready to get down to business. And he sounds like it's all coming to a huge, huge civil war. A battle that he's letting us know, guess what? These guys want this thing to be stretched out for a while. We're sick and tired of it. We've had enough. And he's been telling people, Pennsylvania's cheating, getting caught, large-scale levels. Report cheating to authorities. Law enforcement must act now. Anybody that cheats on the election is going to jail. Remember that? All levels of government and law enforcement are watching carefully for voter fraud, including during early voting. Cheat at your own peril. Violators will be subject to maximum penalties, both civil and criminal. Remember, he said cease and desist. I, together with many attorneys and legal scholars, am watching the sanctity of the 2024 presidential election very closely because I know better than most the rampant cheating and skullduggery that has taken place by the Democrats in the 2020 presidential election. He knows.
I watched her yesterday. She's saying all these things she's going to do when she gets to office. First of all, she's got three more months. But more importantly, why the hell didn't she do this stuff before? First of all, none of it did she believe in. None of it. She's changed 15 different policies. She's a radical left Marxist. And if she ever heads this country is finished. And I say it loud and clear. Everything we've been fighting for so hard to achieve for the past 9 years all comes down to the next 2 days. Think of it. We've worked in this for 9 years, and we got a phony press. We got a lot of crooked people out there. We're fighting like a son of a gun. We're fighting. They are fighting so hard to steal this damn thing.
They're fighting so hard to steal this thing. It's almost like he's onto some information. And he's coming out guns a-blazing, and he's very, very, very tough in the way he's speaking. Let's talk about a few of those. Hey, Indiana, not cool. Check this out.
Picking up are the Trump ones.
So there's guys from the Department of Transportation. And they're grabbing the signs for Trump.
Those are the only political signs that we've seen him take. We've been behind him for a half hour.
30 minutes he's been following them. And they're picking up the Trump signs off the road. Here's another one.
So, I just got back from voting, see? And here's a public service announcement. You can't find the name Donald J. Trump on the ballot. So this is what you do. When you get to the presidential section, you got to hit the more button. And on the second screen, halfway down the page, you'll find his name. So that's what you need to do to vote for Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, playing around in California. We just showed you some of that. And they're making sure you have to hit the more button just to find President Trump's name. And let's head over to these guys in liberal women spotted in the streets. Here we go.
Do you guys mind me asking, where do you come from?
DC.
Okay. Well, welcome to Lancaster City. Let's help. I already voted 3 weeks ago.
Oh, great.
We're trying to get Trump back in the office.
How are you?
Yeah.
Obviously, we're on the other side, but...
How do you feel about Doug Emhoff sleeping with the nanny?
I'm not going to Sorry, sir. Have a good day, though.
Yeah, you as well. Enjoy Lancaster. Please don't ruin it.
Don't ruin it. Oh, from D.C., smiling and happy. Got a bunch of money in their pockets and walking around doing all they can to make sure that folks in Lancaster hear their lies. Do you think it's all working, all these posters being placed and their mailbox filling up with all kinds of Kamala junk mail and more? Let's see.
Every day, the ads, masses of flyers, text, and mail.
Do you read it all?
No. Maybe a few months ago, but now it's become overwhelming.
And for Jalbert, who works three jobs to make ends meet for his young family, none of these ads are changing his mind.
We were thriving under Trump's administration, and right now we aren't. You know, I'm a regular guy. I'm a working class guy, so I can't sit here and, you know, explain economics to you. But as a regular guy, I can say, under this administration, we're thriving. Now we aren't.
Now you're not. So those flyers aren't working very well. And check this out. George said, I just received some delicious news from Georgia. Kamala Harris is absolutely toast. One of the observers who watched over one of the illegal ballot collection sites in Atlanta told me the location he was at only collected a total of 16 ballots the entire day. The locations were unlawfully set up in the bluest neighborhoods in and around Atlanta, only to get a whopping 16 ballots. My source texted me, quote, I think they were hoping we wouldn't be there so they could save thousands, unquote. Pure facts. The nationwide pressure they felt today definitely stopped big fraud from occurring. If you guys know, they tried to keep the poll watchers from going in. Remember? And guess who had to get involved? Laura Trump, RNC. And so what did they do? They stepped in. They had to reverse it, and they let the poll watchers in. And all of a sudden, it was like, oh, man, only 16 ballots showed up. Weird. And then if you head over to Macon, Georgia, where President Trump was in his third rally, check out how many people showed up if you're looking at your screen. It's supposed to be a deep blue Macon, Georgia. But there we are. Thousands upon thousands of people showing up there in Macon. Man, that is just phenomenal. Huge turnout. I'll tell you what. Let's see. What else is playing out for all? Lise Stefanik.
Well, certainly President Trump on the ballot is a net gain to every Republican candidate for Senate and House. And as we've seen in 2016 and 2020, House Republicans consistently overperform when President Trump is on the ballot. And in both of those cycles, the prognosticators predicted that we would lose seats. We picked up seats in both of those cycles. You know, New York, I'm from New York, obviously. New York is the epicenter for the race for the House Republican majority. Republicans, when it comes to early vote, are voting increased by 50% compared to where we were in 2022. And that was the cycle when, of course, we flipped those five House seats. So we are working hard to turn out our votes. The most important part of this election is getting those votes. Mm-hmm. So I want to encourage all the viewers to turn out to vote. But we feel very strongly we're going to win on the issues. And Kamala Harris is underperforming Joe Biden in every single swing district across the country, if you look at Joe Biden's performance in 2020. So districts in New York that Joe Biden carried by 15 points, Donald Trump is up by 1 or 2 points. That's a 16-point significant shift, and that's one of the districts that the prognosticators moved in the wrong direction towards Democrats. I believe you're going to see a sweeping Republican victory along with the presidential on Election Day. We just need to get our voters out to vote. They are voting early. Election Day is going to be very important.
Very important Election Day. Huh. You know, all of this is playing out in the comms that I've been talking about. It's been interesting. The Q, the Storm Rider official page had some interesting information on what we think is going to be playing out. I agree in many ways. And I'm going to show you some more comms from Stormy J, how he has some insights onto what President Trump's been doing recently. He's been playing this song entering into a lot of the rallies. If you guys don't know, that's the Undertaker song from WWE. Very interesting choice. And there's some thoughts that are leading many people to have a speculation on why that song is being played as he's walking in. It's definitely looking like he's focused and he's ready to take them out. We're going to get into that here in a moment. First, I wanted to let you know that you can go to andweknow.com. That's where we're at, folks. Very easy website, right, to find andweknow.com. Simply go to that site and you're going to find all the information that you need about us. You can find our social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and our podcast and more. All of our videos are located there. Our merch is located there. Our Patriot Light website is there for your new daily news updates, our podcast, latest interviews, our partners, and more. You can also submit to subscribe to our newsletter, put your name and email in there, and more. And if you're saying, you know what, I forgot where to find the EMF protection, well, there it is on amweknow.com. If you forgot about Dr. Shockley, where to find her, there she is. We're going to have an interview with her live, by the way, this Saturday. I'll be getting more information out to you. But if you want to figure out when and where we're going to be doing that, it's an important time for you to subscribe to our newsletter so we can get that email to you. And you'll know when we're going to go live with her so we can ask her questions. It's going to be really, really cool. And so I wanted to make sure you saw that. And also be aware that we have shop.amweknow.com where we've got a new product for you available for pre-order in three colors, the jean jackets. So you've got the three colors, the blue jean, the pink, and the white. with some colors featuring a glitter logo. You want to get that? Sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and more, folks. It's going to be absolutely amazing to have this on and have people walk up and saying, look, I watched that show too, and you've got new friends. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Let me tell you, Kamala, she does different accents, you know, depending on where she is, you know, down south. Let me tell you something. You boys better get it together here and vote. Save democracy. Black community. Something, honey. Let me tell you right now, We ain't vote for Trump, I even saw her at a 7-Eleven going like, listen, it's very important that we vote for the Democrats. We're trying to save democracy here. We're trying to save democracy. For sure, you don't understand. You need to vote. You need to vote.
That's Rob Schneider. Remember him back in the day making copies. You guys remember that? He used to making copies. I believe that was on Saturday Night Live forward here. As we get to something that is not very funny at all, stay calm, dear patriots, and be prepared for the powerful moment events we are in where the deep state cabal is trying to create civil war. If you guys don't think something might be playing out, well, look at Portland getting ready for the election day.
City of Portland is filled with slowly preparing for election night.
What do you think they're getting ready for? Strange events, right? Well, military operations are in place to facilitate a powerful outcome using game theory operations that is leading to laws of war 11.3 military protocols. I've been warning you of this important event, and now you can see the event staging as the Democrats are initiating a military open coup to take control of the U.S. military and start arrest wars on displaced Trump and bring in the deep state military martial law. Interesting how that would play out for all of us. I had something set up and ready for you here, and that was this one that we played in the intro. And you only had a second to glance at it, but notice what President Trump says about 11.304 and in this connection with Joe Rambo.
This will never happen again. I really believe it. I've been told that by many very sophisticated people, front row Joes, they probably know. But, and you'll never see the front row Joes either. You know why? Because they don't want to be bored. They don't want to be. That's the end of the front row Joes, but we're going to do something. We're going to have a celebration. Let me just tell you so I have three big ones tomorrow, and then I have four big ones on Monday, and then we shut it down. Never to happen again. But, which is sad, but here's the good part. Hopefully we will have achieved our goal. We're going to become president, and we're going to have a different form of rally, a rally for our country. We're going to fix our country.
Interesting, right? Because Trump just referenced 11.3 rallies, 11.3 and three rallies on November 3rd, 11.4 November 4th, and four rallies. He points those out. Note, the National Guard has been activated, and there, he says three, but I think we're at nine now. Drop 34, if you're looking at 34, on November 1st, 2017. My fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, you will undoubtedly realize that we are taking back our great country, the land of the free, from the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. And there'll be a POTUS order. President of the United States order, we have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from the primary fallout, which is slated to occur 11.3 upon the arrest announcement of Mr. Podesta, actionable 11.4. Confirmation to the public of what is occurring will then be revealed and will not be openly accepted. So that could be playing out. We'll see. But again, we'll continue with Q, the Storm Rider. and how he puts this information out. He said he's been warning us of this important event, this military event that would play out where they're trying to start a military coup, martial law. The coup is important to game theory operations, military beginning opening court-martial operations, and indictments of military coup pertaining to 2024 elections and interference. Everything will connect back to 2020 stolen elections. You're watching the full staging ground of the military overt operations of the deep state military and White Hat's military. Ensured, guaranteed safety measures are in place for full recontrol of the near-death civilization events to happen, happening now. These ensured safety measures included Trump returning to president and ending the world wars and exposing the pandemic, world crisis, including the exposure of the human trafficking trade connected to world blackmail operations running countries. Behind the scenes, advanced technology is going to change the world. Trump plus Musk, golden era, bringing in a golden new era, ending taxes, creating a private banking system for all Americans, and bringing an end to wars. Project Bluebeam has now captured operations, but the event of Bluebeam will continue into a monumental event that will bring in the exposure of hidden advanced technologies. They're beyond human fathomable thoughts. Project Bluebeam is being diverted into the disclosure projects. Whatever happens coming at the full evasion, just know they are important. Game theory. Treasonable operations, the deep state we're using to bring in a controlled Bluebeam ops. It's been taken over. We are headed into a powerful moment, my friends, where anything is possible. The power of the super room temperature conductive microchips is connected to all of this and more. And you think that there's not some strange things that are going to be playing out. Watch what happens just to somebody that's going to early voting.
Nothing like voting for Donald J. Trump and getting assaulted and having a police report being done. MAGA 2024.
Nothing like voting for Trump and then you have to file a report of assault against you because you voted for him. And that's with early voting. You remember we were talking about this song. The Undertaker song. Stormy J said there's a reason Trump is playing the Undertaker song and wearing dark MAGA all of a sudden. Imagine the chatter they are hearing knowing that Trump has likely already won this election. My gut tells me he is letting us know that likely within the next 72 hours, we are going to go through a very dark time. My grandma always said, to clean a mess, you have to make a mess. We've been talking about this exact scenario several years now. Stay frosty, see something, say something, and please always have the armor of God on. Very interesting take on that. And then we had another one here from Scott Adams, my 2024 election prediction. Remember, folks, there's a lot of different thoughts out there. So we have freedom of speech. Everybody can share their thoughts. It's what it's all about. I predict a landslide of election rigging claims more than courts can handle before January 6th. Many claims will be baseless. Some will look credible. I predict Trump will get the most real votes, but Democrats will empty the trickster vault to keep him from being certified and taking office on schedule. I predict massive voter fraud will be discovered, and it will confirm in the minds of the public that Trump was probably right before about 2020 being rigged. It will be the greatest third act in political history. I predict America will sort it all out by the end of January-ish, probably via the Supreme Court. Trump will take office, and then the golden age begins. Very interesting, right? Because how are you going to get all of the evidence out there about 2020 unless you're able to get the evidence about 2024 and all of the craziness that's happening now? So what if the Dems come out and they say, hey, this thing was rigged, there's illegal voting going on, and they go out there and they try to show it, that they can prove that there was election rigging happening, and it all backfires, and then there's more and more proof that President Trump was the winner in the first place. And with this win will come a lot of good things like this one. On January 20th, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the Trump White House will advise all U.S. water systems to remove fluoride from public water. Fluoride is an industrial waste associated with arthritis, bone fractures, bone cancer, IQ loss, neurodevelopment disorders, and thyroid disease. President Trump and First Lady Melania want to make America healthy again. This is great, and we also want to make sure that we have the right food And here's something to help you out with that. Folks, I had the pleasure of meeting with the owner of Tri-Tales Beef while on the cruise this summer. And it was absolutely amazing how we connected immediately. He gave me his Trump hat, and they have a love for our country. And their love goes to the beef. I tell you what, it's an experience like you've never had before. Welcome to Tri-Tales Beef, where tradition meets your table. The Tri-Tales, they're not just raising cattle. They're crafting a legacy. Five generations of ranching expertise combined with the finest Black Angus cattle in the Texas Panhandle. Their beef is USDA Prime and Choice, aged to perfection, ensuring a taste that's unparalleled. I'm telling you, from their pasture to your plate, their cattle enjoy a life of luxury, grazing on lush pastures before being grain finished for that perfect balance of flavor. And I tell you what, that's something I learned really about that flavor, how they do it is perfection. But Tri-Tales isn't just about the taste, it's about trust. They're a wonderful family. You're not just buying beef, you're joining their family dinner. I tell you, we're going to talk about their subscription box. Every month, they'll deliver a cut of their best right to your door. It's like getting a piece of Texas, no matter where you live. And for those who've served our country in many capacities, they're offering up to 20% off because at Tri-Tales, they honor those who have given so much. So check out their website below this video, trybeef.com/andweknow for their latest offers. That's trybeef.com/andweknow. Subscribe today. Let Tri-Tales Beef redefine your dinner table today.
The only free service we're going to be given to these illegal alien criminals, and many of them are not criminals, but a tremendous number of criminals are here. The only free aid they're going to get is a free ride back home. And I'm always going to put America first.
Free ride back home to these illegals, including these migrant gangs.
Dozens of homes hit in the last year, from Arvada and Aurora to Lakewood, Longmont, and Parker. In Arapahoe County alone, 21 burglaries so far this year aimed at Asian families. In this one, three suspects got away with more than $100,000 in cash and luxury items. Westminster burglary detective Adam Lanning says the crews behind these pattern burglaries are sophisticated.
Whoever these suspects are, they are taking a lot of time and energy to A, cover their tracks, B, figure out who their target is.
To keep track of when the homes are occupied or empty, burglars put trackers on victims' cars and disconnect security cameras. In one case, Lanning said burglars planted this surveillance camera in fake shrubbery at a Target house. In another case, one of the thieves approached the house pretending to be a food delivery driver. Another pretends to be from a lawn service.
Mm-hmm. Get these people out. We need a lot of help. And I tell you what, with him coming in, President Trump, he's got a lot of good plans for us.
My plan will massively cut taxes for workers and small businesses, and we will have no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. And for our seniors, no tax on Social Security benefits.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. And also another thing that going on with this war, President Putin says he'll take he takes Donald Trump's plan to end the war with Ukraine very seriously.
Well, you know, the fact that Mr. Trump, as a presidential candidate, says that he's ready and wants to stop the war in Ukraine, we take that very seriously. Well, I haven't seen his ideas on how exactly he's going to do that, and that is the key question. But I have no doubt that he says that sincerely, and we support that.
We support that. We support ending the wars. We support, you know, I support him on all of the income tax going away and the Fed and more. That's what we're looking forward to. It's what we want to see. There's all kinds of things happening with all of this playing out. I think we had another one here. Oh, yeah. Donald Trump Jr. I'm all for this. Let's go. What? Ron Paul says he wants to join Elon Musk to cut government waste in second Trump administration. Yeah, all kinds of goodies showing up. You know, When things like this play out, especially when it comes to the money and more with our country and these evil ones, I just wanted to give you a little background that somebody shared, V Darkness Falls, just as an idea of how these guys used to operate when they don't like things not going their way and who we're actually taking out. Just a reminder. Here we go. The sinking of the Titanic.
What if there was more to the story than an iceberg and a faulty assumption that the ship was unsinkable? What if the accident was orchestrated to remove the powerful and wealthy rivals of J.P. Morgan, one of the men that owned the Titanic? If this were true, what could possibly be worth the lives of more than 1,500 people? Why would he do such a thing? Is there evidence that points to such a plot? It is important to understand everything that was happening behind the scenes and all the facts before deciding whether or not this could be true. The level of influence and wealth involved is staggering, and the more questions you ask, the stranger the facts become. So, is there more to the story about the sinking of the Titanic? Who are the players, and what are the facts? J.P. Morgan, one of the most ruthless financiers of the age, was a strong proponent of the development of an organization that had yet to be built, the Federal Reserve. He believed that the Federal Reserve was not only a good idea, but a necessary one. He and his bank had to personally organize and oversee the bailouts of many smaller banks and businesses, using his leverage and clout to convince others to go along with his plans. He believed that a central bank system would ease the stress of the large banks that were at the mercy of bank runs caused by smaller banks and market forces. J.P. Morgan wanted a private version of the Federal Reserve as opposed to a government-controlled Federal Reserve, which was being proposed at the time by progressives in Washington. Only professionals and expert bankers should be in charge of the central bank, not government bureaucrats, thought Morgan. He was in favor of and a vocal proponent for the private Federal Reserve option. Other wealthy and influential members of society were opposed to the development of the Federal Reserve in opposition to J.P. Morgan. Three of these people were Jacob Astor, Benjamin Guggenheim, and Isidore Strauss. Isidore Strauss was co-owner of Macy's department store with his brother Nathan. Benjamin Guggenheim was a wealthy Jewish-American businessman. Jacob Astor IV was the fourth generation of wealthy Astors who dealt in real estate, among other business concerns spanning the United States. Jacob Astor was the wealthiest person on the Titanic when it sunk and was, in relation to GDP, one of the richest men to ever live. These men, and many others, were opposed to the development of the Federal Reserve Bank, thinking that the system would give the bankers too much power. The bankers, including J.P. Morgan and the Rockefeller family, already had far too much power in their opinion, and they did not want to give them any more leverage. The Federal Reserve would do just that, and they were in vocal opposition to the idea. Having wealthy business rivals and strong personalities with differing viewpoints isn't uncommon in the world of high finance. However, the fact that these disagreements exist isn't enough to imply that the crashing and sinking of the Titanic was planned and coordinated by J.P. Morgan. Interestingly, when you dig deeper, you find a string of coincidences, incredible luck, and stories that don't quite line up, particularly when it comes to J.P. Morgan himself. What kind of coincidences and luck, you may ask? Well, while J.P. Morgan was scheduled to be on the Titanic for her maiden voyage, he abruptly canceled his trip at the last minute. Why was he not taking this momentous and grand voyage? He was supposedly ill. Fast forward 1 year, the year after the sinking of the Titanic, the Federal Reserve was created. With much squabbling in Washington about the details of the Federal Reserve Act, it passed, and the Federal Reserve was born. J.P. Morgan's vision of a Federal Reserve Bank controlled by bankers was not exactly as he would have wanted it. There was some federal government control wielded by the appointees to the Federal Reserve Board, but their control of the actual operation is limited. Some elected representatives were critics of the act and stated as much after it had been passed by Congress.
Let's hope that it comes to an end. That's for sure. Nikola Tesla's largest donor funder was one of the three wealthy men who died on the Titanic and opposed the Federal Reserve Act being enforced by Senator Aldrich Rockefeller, setting the stage for J.P. Morgan to kick Nikola Tesla off his land due to late payments and tear down his Wardenclyffe Tower, designed for wireless power transmission throughout the Earth at specific resonant frequencies. Corrupt central bankers that also dominated the copper industry couldn't have that happening. They couldn't do it. John Jacob Astor was also working with Nikola Tesla on aircraft and propulsion systems, another field those very same central bankers have amassed control in to generate mass wealth. Why is Trump's uncle so important? How is Tesla involved? Well, it's interesting because President Trump keeps bringing up his uncle, Dr. John Trump, quite a bit. Yeah, let's see if we've got that clip. Let me see. I think you got it right here.
Your uncle is Dr. John Trump of MIT. I said, yes, it is. Do you know my uncle was the longest serving professor in the history of MIT? Like, I think 41 years or something, 39, 41. And there's something nice about that. And I'm just looking here and I'm watching. And this has nothing to do with corruption, but it has to do with a little bit intelligence. And I have a piece of glass over here, and I don't have a piece of glass there.
Interesting that he brought up his uncle, who is a brilliant professor, and then he spent several minutes talking about the glass surrounding him that is supposed to protect him from another bullet. So a lot of folks believe it's Project Looking Glass. Q3585? Project Looking Glass, going forward in order to look back. Is that how every president, as President Trump, has always been making many moves ahead? Apparently, he used time lensing technology to be able to look into the past and the future. It's a lot of folks are really into this, and they think that this is how it plays out. And January 9th, 1943, 2 days after Nikola Tesla died, the FBI called President Trump's uncle, Dr. John Trump, to determine if any of the belongings in Tesla's estate would be dangerous if they fell into enemy hands. Excuse me. John Trump spent significant time going through all of Nikola Tesla's papers and research to learn what the nature of the evidence the FBI referred to as a secret weapon. Did he learn what he needed in order to be able to recreate such a device? Interesting, right? So now brace yourself for an attack on the U.S. Patriots, MAGA, and Anons as the deep state cabal and dark military try to create the biggest false flag operation of the 21st century to keep control of the globalist power. We are inside the Black Swan events. Chaos, blackouts, days of darkness, confusion, and near-death civilization events are incoming. This is according to Storm the Patriot. Remember, he put out information earlier. Remember, I told you long ago those events would happen. But back then, people thought I was fear-mongering. Now you understand why these events have to happen. It's not for you. It's for them. The sleeping sheep, people that are not awake. Society is going to be shaken awake, and the ripple effect will hit all major countries. But remember, Trump, the military alliance, will restore true order of peace. It had to be this way. Military is the only way, and more. Check this out.
I don't understand how you can be Christian and still support Trump. I just see him, he's a liar, he cheats, he supports dictators like Putin, Kim Jong-un. I mean, as a Christian, I think that...
Are you a Christian?
Yeah. I just think that as a Christian, a person should try to always do the right thing.
Which one is closer to biblical principles, the Democrat platform or the Republican platform?
I think Democrats do a better job representing godly values.
Hold on.
Wait, hold on.
Democrats do a better job representing godly values? Let me ask you, you know, outside of their convention in Chicago, they had an abortion truck?
Yeah.
Is that a godly value?
So neither side is perfect.
Hold on, no. I want to make sure. Joe Biden changed Easter to the Transgender Day of Awareness. Did you know that? How is that a godly value? Yeah, Kamala Harris wants no restrictions on abortion in every state across the country. She believes that minors should be able to be medically mutilated. There are 320,000 kids that are missing and sex trafficked in this country. Borders are wide open. We have two wars. How is any of that stuff godly values? You asked how we could support Trump. Because you're actually not voting for Trump or Harris. You're voting for 5,000 people that will better fit your worldview.
How about that, huh? It's really good to have Kirk out there talking to these kids.
We will teach our children to love our country, to honor our history, and to always respect our great American flag. We will get critical race theory and transgender insanity the hell out of our schools and fair. And we will keep men out of women's sports.
Teach our kids, help them grow up to be lovers of our country, get them out there to support the Patriots and all those others that are hurting also up north in the mountains. Check this out.
And then get her everything she needs.
Guys, we're in Batcave, North Carolina, one of the areas that was hardest hit by the hurricane here, with the great folks over at Kuyu, some donors of ours, put in a couple $100,000, literally bringing clothes to people who need it. We're with the folks at Samaritan's Purse. We're back doing this again. Just, again, worst of Mother Nature, best of humanity, best of America. Absolutely awesome to be here. Just doing what we can. So, hope you guys are all good.
Amazing to see the support out there. Hear all the Americans working together. Part of this movement that has been growing by the day. And it has been an answer to prayer for all of us. We've been working so hard, many of you, to get information out to friends and family. And again, we stood out. We lost a lot of friends and family that didn't want to talk to us anymore. But you know what? In the end, we're all together. We're going to see this all play out in a wonderful way. And it's the biggest reason for me is I think that we've seen a great revival throughout this country. Remember, we were told to drop November 3rd, 2017. Remember, this was, we're talking about another Delta from yesterday. Godspeed to those who will be put in harm's way. You are the bravest men and women on earth. We will never forget. All share one title in common, and this is the title of hero. And I saw this from John Rich, and he's been taking care of our heroes. I hear all kinds of stories of how he does that, and it's been phenomenal to hear what he does for those that fight for our country. And he put this video out today, which matches, or yesterday, excuse me, November 3rd, which matches the very drop November 3rd, The Lord is My Shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you, John Rich, for that. Amazing. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You know, when we seem to stray off the path and we get involved in sin or whatever things that bother us, it seems like our Heavenly Father just convicts us and he brings us back to that right path and he leads us, guides us, and directs us in those moments that we need, especially during times like this. And I tell you, these times also require me to listen to a lot of good music, especially in praise and worship. And so the Isaacs put out a praise and worship album, you guys, if you didn't know, last week. And they were actually able to play at a Trump rally in Virginia, and they sing the national anthem there, and they sing the national anthem at the NASCAR event here yesterday. Pretty cool. And they've got this new album out. And I put in the description box below. If you click on it, you're going to get this link to Apple Music, Amazon Music, Spotify, YouTube Music, and all these other places to get a hold of them. But it was just a joy to have them with us on the cruise this year. And they played so much beautiful music. Every time you listen to them, you're in tears. You know, many of you, I told throughout the years, I've listened to them. especially when I'm down and I just listen and tears are just flowing. I've just been big fans of them for many, many years. It's been just a pleasure to be a part of their family, to be able to be, to know them and feel like I'm their brother in Christ and like I'm a brother in the family, and my wife and all of our kids feel like we're part of their family now. I wanted you to know that they are wonderful patriots. They love the Lord, and they love what's happening for the future of our nation. And I just hope that you guys take this song in as we close today, and also lift them up in prayer as they continue to travel week in and week out, singing for all of us to enjoy their love of music and their love of our Heavenly Father. And I hope that you guys go out and click in the description box below and support them with their new album. Here we go.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you knowing how crucial these times are for all of us. I think of surgery and how the surgeon has to go into us and take out those areas that could have severe consequences for our own body. It requires pain, requires a scar, and other things that we don't really want to go through. But when it's all said and done, it's been fixed, and we can walk out and rejoice and say, you know what? I feel better now. I can move forward now. And I feel like you're like a great surgeon, the great physician, reaching in and you're removing this cancer, this terrible thing that's been eating up our lives that we didn't even know many of us were happening. And here we are. What a moment. To be alive, to know that you're faithful to all of us. You're good to all of us. You provide your word to all of us. And we look forward to the day that we can come home. But for now, you've got us here to do a work, to continue to be a light in the darkness of this crazy world that we live in. It's not the elections that save us, we know. It's not a man that saves us, we know. But throughout history, you've placed certain people at certain times to show and showcase your glory and your work. And so we cry out to you. We need you. And we're grateful for all the lives that you've changed through this past 9 years. We look forward to great things coming. We know a big war and battle's coming, but we hope that you stop that, and maybe through some miracle they all disappear, and we can finally enjoy, have great revivals to having throughout our nation and throughout the world, and we can send missionaries out once again to share the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ, and what he did for us on the cross. We ask for continued protection over all of President Trump's lives, life, his family, and all those in harm's way, and protection for all of us. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. We hope you had a wonderful weekend. We hope this week is really phenomenal. There's a lot going on. I think I'm going to be on with Todd Callender during the election, I believe, on Clout Hub. We'll see. But anyway, we'll try to keep these coming out for you guys as we move forward throughout this amazing historic week for us all, okay? For now, this LT Saint Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out. Peacemakers,
for they shall be called the children of God.
We're going to have a celebration. Let me just tell you, so I have three big ones tomorrow, and then I have four big ones on Monday, and then we shut it down, never to happen again. But which is sad, but here's the good part. Hopefully we will have achieved our goal. We're going to become president, and we're going to have a different form of rally, a rally for our country. We're going to fix our country. So we're going to have rallies for our country, and it is sad. It's sad because this will never happen again.